will you be today? Do you ever ask yourself that question when the alarm goes off and your feet hit the floor? We normally start our day tackling the immediate to-dos and then pretty much go through our day focusing on all the doing. Our heads hit the pillow at the end of the day and we think, did I get it all done? Often our minds are swirling with stress, anxiety, fear, and worry over all the things we did or did not get accomplished. But should that be our primary focus? A dear counselor friend years ago helped me begin to start and end my days differently. He said, Lori, begin your day thanking God for who He has created you to be. Lean into the truth of who you are. That is way more important than all you do. Then, as you go through your day, checking things off your to-do list, you will have more peace. When the day is done and your head hits the pillow, trust it was enough and rest in who God is creating you to be through it all. Right? That had the biggest impact on my soul and heart health. Simply being reminded I am not what I do, but I am so much more in God's eyes. He cares most about the condition of my heart, how I show up for each day, how I treat people through the process of projects and tasks, how I love my family and the words I speak over those around me, how I walk with Jesus and pursue His way over my own, or ways of being that show Jesus to the world way more than anything I can do. Thinking about how we can be each day should change the attitude of our heart as we are doing all the things we have to do. In that heart place, we are blessed and full of joy. We have peace. Jesus always brings it back to the condition of our heart. In the Sermon on the Mount, which begins in Matthew 5, He lays out a bit more clearly what the being looks like. Matthew 5, 3 through 10. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus spoke of poverty, sorrow, humility, meekness, all the things that normally are not equated with success, joy, and blessing. Our human understanding of how things should be gets turned upside down, doesn't it? We will be blessed through all the doing of the day if we will be humble, be teachable, be honest with our pain and trust the Lord with it, be meek, not proud or arrogant, be hungry and thirst for the things of God and His ways, be merciful to those hurting around us, be pure in heart, led by the love of Christ, keeping our mind set on things above, not the cares of this world. Be a peacemaker, not a stone thrower. Be identified with Christ in all we do, speaking and standing for truth. And if we are persecuted for it, we will be blessed. That's who Jesus has called you to be today. That's the truth. As we focus more on who we are being, which should look more and more like Christ, we will be showing more of Jesus to the world around us as we are doing the works He has prepared for us to do. It's a beautiful and blessed life. I'm Lori Klein.